It's probably ready.
Mark.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Barb.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Well, we're pre-doing this because you know I'm in Montreal now. So we're just sipping some wine and chatting. We're very old friends. And I'm thrilled, though, that we're going to hear most of Mark Trail's CD, Etude and Bagatelle, in its entirety. Mark, I was wondering, seeing as Etudes and Bagatelles are such old forms, how do they have relevance to the now and to your very now music?
Very now.
Well, the Etudes part of it, I thought of the piece as being, Seven Gates as being a study in a certain way of you know, how to use this instrument, which is the a data glove made from a Mattel power glove. So in one way, it's a study of how to play that instrument, and in another way, I think in the CD liner notes I said something like, it's a set of variations or etudes. It's kind of like a, you know, they're small pieces. Everything on the CD, they're small, and some of the pieces that I refer to as etudes are studies of natural phenomena. That is, I use things like chaos dynamics to determine musical shapes, and So the Bagatelles part just comes in where, you know, I think they're kind of, at least in Seven Gates, the pieces are small little trifles. You know, that's kind of the standard definition of a bagatelle, I think. A little melodic, cute piece without a hell of a lot of meaning to it, you know.
Sounds like my career.
Yeah, well, and mine too, yeah. But,
Okay, well, that gives us some indication. You were talking, tell us a little bit more about the glove, because Mark has I'm sure you don't like to only be known as the guy with the power glove, but he definitely has perfected the power glove. Could you just tell us a tiny bit about it?
Well, I was first introduced to the power glove by Rich Gold, and I was at this conference in Seattle playing a gig, and it was a computer conference. You know, they needed light entertainment, so I was up there doing my noise mongering thing, offending the academics in the crowd. It was really quite hilarious. Anyway, yeah, there were threats of lawsuits after my set because it was too loud. So I did a good job. And anyway, Rich Gold was there, and he worked at Mattel at the time, and he was promoting the Power Glove. He was there with the Power Glove demo. And I was kind of impressed by it because I'd been working at NASA Ames as a day gig, and I was working in a virtual reality lab there. And of course, like the normal data gloves are thousands and thousands of dollars. And so anyway, the glove is like, at the time, was about $80 or something like that. And Rich told me about a guy who had a breakout box for it that would allow me to hook it up to something besides a Nintendo game. So I got a glove, I got in touch with the guy with the breakout box, and I started writing pieces for it. And two of the pieces in Seven Gates, since Seven Gates is actually seven little pieces, two of the pieces were, I started with those two, and then I just decided to build up a set of small pieces out of it. That's how I got to that, how I made Seven Gates. But the glove, it's pretty simple the way I use it. If I move my hand up and down, it changes the volume. If I move my hand left to right, it changes pitch. And if I move it back and forth, it changes the duration of sampled sounds, the trigger point, and how long the actual sample is played back. So on stage, it sort of looks horrifyingly like mime, but also maybe a little bit like Tai Chi. What I'm actually doing is I'm grabbing sounds from midair and moving them around in space.
Totally cool. Wasn't there was a great picture of you, I think, on the cover of an Italian magazine, looking gorgeous with your glove just in the air, your hand and arm. That was pretty. I thought that was way cool.
There was some movie about Generation Xers in Seattle. I remember these guys were in a rock band, and they're sitting around a table, and they get a really bad review from a gig in Portland, Oregon. One of the guys looks up and he goes, "Yeah, but we're so well loved in Italy and Belgium." So that reminds me of my career. It's the only place I get press is in Italy.
Well, you know, it hasn't hurt Richard Teitelbaum and lots of other people who really, they seem to have made it big in Europe, and then they have to make it big here after. A lot of avant-garde, that's happened to a lot of avant-garde composers because the general populace here is woefully ignorant of the avant-garde and doesn't understand it. Of course, that's not our very sophisticated KPFA listeners.
But, I mean, there's more money there. It would, you know, they come every time I go over there now, they complain about not having money, but it's just so much better than it is here.
You were recently in New York, and what are we going to hear at the top of your set? We're going to hear one of the pieces that you just did at Roulette in New York, right?
Yeah, I don't know which piece it's going to be. Which one should I put on there? I think probably Primitive Still Life with Pears. Well, I've moved away from doing the glove, and what I do now is I've got two new instruments, one of which is a bunch of little black boxes that I tie to my hands and wrists, and they contain little ultrasound devices.
Cool.
So I wanted to get away from wearing this big, grotesque, militaristic, fascist-looking power glove thing and get away far away as possible from any technology on stage. So these things don't look real high tech. I've also got another instrument, end quote, which is a slab of wood with a painting of a LP on the top. And inside the circle of the LP, I've planted Hall effect sensors so I can move a magnet around this thing. It's sort of like think of it as like a Ouija board that looks like an LP. And I use that in a piece called Automatic Descriptions, which, I don't know, maybe I could play that one. Anyway, I don't know. One or the other will be following this.
Yeah, so either stay tuned for
Primitive Still Life with Pears or Automatic Descriptions.
Mark Trail.
You'll know if it's Automatic Descriptions because there's lots of LP scratching in it.